Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, and I am going to be joined shortly by my lovely sister, Raina. She had to take care of an emergency real quick because we are in the same spot tonight. But this is our three-year anniversary, so we're very excited.
How the fuck is that ruining my life?
No, let me put you on speaker.
Good evening, bitches. I love you. Your other hostess is in trouble right now. Not real trouble. It's kind of an emergency, a work emergency. I'm just in the next studio trying to work out some details because some people done fucked up. Anyway, I'm going to let my lovely sister, Dorian, start the show without me. I will be popping in until I can join you on a complete basis. But you'll be hearing my bitchy voice the whole time. Love you.
It has definitely been a very weird week.
I've had a weird couple days. Just
people snapping left and right. Anyway, snappy. At least it's not Snapple. Anyway, so what I'm going to do for you real quick, since, okay, I'm not going to do it quick. She's yelling at me from the other room.
I'm staying on the air until I have to go attend an emergency phone call. The fuck is bullshit. I will not deny my audience.
So how's your week been going aside from crazy?
Holy
tonight?
Fuck, there goes the emergency.
There goes the emergency.
Hello.
It's a comedy of errors tonight. Anyway, so hopefully you guys are doing well. I know Mercury retrograde is still in effect, and I swear I'm going to pull his little wings off his goddamn feet. Anyway, we were having technical difficulties before, too, so I went ahead and I launched the chat room, but I cannot see the chat room, so I'm going to have to wait for my sister to come back in. So if y'all are chatting, hi, welcome. Oh, and by the way, yeah, sis didn't get to do her disclaimer yet, but this is not a PG-rated show. We are sometimes extremely explicit, which is sometimes offensive, so.
Anyway. I say work for fuck and shit!
Okay, thanks for the warning. Anyway. So we were having technical glitches. It's been a mess. It's been a terrible, awful, horrible, no good mess. So yeah, we'll pull the studio up in a few minutes because Dorothy's coming. We are so excited. We love having our mistress Emojo. She's always fun. And, you know, it's always a good time. And I can't forget to give my shout-out before I do forget. Sorry. Jessica, if you're listening in, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. I love you, Jess. So, I think she's coming back in. Yeah.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
You thought you were rid of my ass. Fuck yeah.
We would never get rid of you.
You can't. I'm the co-host. All right, so what did you do without me?
I gave my shout-out, and I was explaining to everybody about our technical glitches earlier.
We were glitchy.
Yeah, we were glitchy.
You were glitchy as a motherfucker.
Actually, no, I was going to say, when you get a chance, I need you to sign in so I can check for Dorothy calling in.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. So, yeah, it's
been a fucked-up week, y'all. I was so stressed out today. Can I just fucking tell you? I was almost in tears. I was upset. Somebody hurt my damn feelings today.
So whose ass do I need to kick?
Yeah, no, you can't. Sorry. No ass kicking for bitches, even though bitches deserve it. I'm not going to name any names because there's especially someone listening to this broadcast tonight who knows all the players. That's all I'm going to say.
Ah, gotcha.
But I will say, this has been the month for weird relationship shit. I have noticed it. I have witnessed it. I'm just grateful I haven't experienced it.
Hell yeah.
But apparently, a lot of people, there's, you know, I was told, speaking of which, being told and whatnot, I was told by our next week's guest, J. Sol Luna, that this March was going to be an interesting relationship upheaval type situation time.
Oh.
So it could be that that's the shit that's starting. So if you're noticing any interesting disturbances in your relationships that may have something to do with it, which would also encourage you to listen to next week's show as well.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, but we are celebrating the month of Dorothy Morrison right along with Coventry Creations. And I personally bought my share. I hope you bought yours.
Oh, I got mine.
I know I got mine. Hello, I placed another order yesterday. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am. She said her signature fabric is down to the last bolt and a half. And I said, oh, you know that beautiful red and black fabric she uses?
Yes.
Yeah, she's down to the end of that. And I'm like, oh, no, you ain't getting away without making me something else. My mini mojo bag that she made is made out of that fabric. And I said, girlfriend, you have got to make me a tarot bag to go with it.
Ooh.
So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am so excited to get it. That should be coming along in the mail in the not-too-distant future. So I'm going to throw cards right about now.
Cool. I already pulled mine, you can see. Because I've got my lovely new cast on.
And she does. She's a one-armed bandit here, Dory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all black. It's all pretty. Like, I like it.
Like you
black,
like it.
Like I like it. Because black goes with everything.
Black is beautiful, baby.
Hell yeah.
I'm a black woman and a black journalist. Get it straight. That's right. I'm drawing some cards right about now.
I can't even see mine. I didn't put my glasses on.
You need to put your glasses on. What happens when sisters get together? Some shit goes down.
Ooh.
What?
Are we matching? Are we matching?
I don't know.
No, not quite.
We're comparing cards, y'all.
Yeah. I know. Actually, this is awesome because we're in person, so. So you want to go first or you want me to?
I'm going to go first because my cards precede yours.
Awesome.
So your reading might be the tail end of mine. I said tail.
Tail. You did
say tail. I like some tail.
Smack it.
Kiss it before you smack it.
There you go.
Okay. Here's the reading. Opportunity for passionate romance.
Mm.
Business prosperity. Beware of the low. Reunion with a forgotten love, and a letter brings bad news.
Mm.
None of this is for the same person. Every card is for somebody else. The male that's getting ready for a passionate relationship, yes, you are ready. You have been waiting. And the guy that you like that you thought didn't like you actually does. And you can kind of tell because he acts goofy around you, but you're kind of like, not sure of yourself, be sure of yourself. Yeah, he's into you. I like it when somebody's into somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Business prosperity. Okay, this is somebody who already has a job. You're not getting a change in title, but you are getting a bonus. Take the money, smile, and say yes, please, and thank you. A lot of companies are doing a lot of restructuring right now, I'm noticing, out there in the business world. So take your bonus and smile, boo-boo. It beats being unemployed. Next one, beware of the law. Do not drink and drive. Nuff said, you know which one of you bitches that is. Reunion with a forgotten love. The forgotten love really wasn't forgotten, but it's not somebody who's on your mind on a daily basis. So that's kind of why the way it is. It's like it's just someone who's not on your mind every day. You really didn't forget them, but you are going to have dinner. I don't think this relationship is going to be anything beyond the friendship thing, so enjoy it for what it is, and that's that. A letter brings bad news. Someone's about to get their taxes done, and guess what, bitch? You owe some money, so batten down your hatches. You won't be paying. The laws have changed again, and they are looking to get into your pocket, which I guess is better than somebody trying to get into your pants if you don't want to.
There you go.
Either way, it's a fucking intrusion, those bastards. I think we give the government enough money for now. I understand we have to build roads and fix shit, but come on, get a clue.
Exactly. Instead, why don't they spend it on that instead of sending weapons to other countries? How about that?
How about that?
All right. Now let me start into my reading.
Read it.
Which actually I think stems into your last card.
That's what I think.
Yeah, marriage of an ex-love will annoy and aggravate.
Doesn't it always?
Not always. Sometimes, you know, if you end up as friends, it's cool.
Yeah, how the fuck often does that happen?
Yeah, that's true.
Hello?
Yes.
It's
so, yeah, expect that. Just this is par for the course for that little jerk Mercury. Second card, new friends. This is the time for... Well, again, still building back up while you're still tearing down. This is, I don't know, it's very Shiva-esque, destroying relationships that no longer serve a purpose and bringing along people who you need in your life. You're going down the right path regardless of what it looks like, despite the fact that it's full of weeds right now and there's angry dogs on very long chains barking at you on your way down. Keep going. Keep moving. Third card, funeral to be attended. I don't think this is in the literal sense. Again, this card actually only shows up actually being a funeral to be attended every so often. It's probably about half the time. This is not a literal person dying. This is definitely the death of something, a couple things, actually.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah, that's actually the perfect word.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I try.
Fourth card, wrong decisions bring problems. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I just found this out yesterday.
For the first time?
No, not the first time. But yeah, it's, you know, don't let stuff build up and build up and build up and then explode over something so minute that it really has nothing to do with the big picture. You know, if you're pissed off at somebody, tell them you're pissed off at them. You know, because it can, you know, like I have a tendency to do, I push stuff down because I don't want to piss anybody off. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I usually get my feelings hurt, and that builds resentment, and I wind up blowing up at some point. And that is not cool. But anyway, fifth card, you will be betrayed.
What
time
is it?
Yeah, I know. Right? backstabbing.
Can I tell you how many times I got betrayed just today? You don't even want to know.
Yeah. It's don't give away trade secrets that you don't want everybody and their brother knowing.
Yeah.
And that's just a general rule of thumb. Even if you think you can kind of trust somebody and you just need to get it off your chest, you know, go on to Reddit, make a fake account, and just spill your guts to strangers. Don't spill it to somebody who can use it against you.
And because somebody always will.
Exactly. And that's my reason.
Can I just tell you, I tried so hard. There is this one person I deal with. And I have known this person for years. And I have tried to do everything right by this person. And the motherfucker shits all over everything I do.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, presents for the birthday, lent money when it was needed, encouraged when she was sad, tried to be a supportive friend. And the bitch is so jealous of me, she still talks shit.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like her problem, not yours.
I know, but I have to deal with this person.
Ugh.
I mean, I have to deal with this person whether I want to or not.
That sucks.
We don't always get to choose who we deal with, but, you know, when you have tried everything to try to make somebody's life a little bit better and they are so resentful of you that they'll take everything you want to give them and then shit all over you, that's really kind of crappy.
Yeah.
I think I may need to do a little something in this regard.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I'm just checking my email while we're talking.
There.
I love technology, and I hate it sometimes.
Yeah, well, if it cuts out, it's going to be a motherfucker.
Cha.
Excellent. So, yeah, I mean, and today I had just had enough trying to help a lot of people out at once. And it got to a point where, you know, the people I was trying to help they were like perfectly fine to let you do their shit for them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you've got it. I don't have to worry about it. It's like, no. I'm doing shit you should have been doing
mm-hmm.
in the first damn place, but your happy ass is just more than willing to let me take on your responsibility. And then the last straw was having to deal with this bitch's attitude.
So you done had it today.
So today I done had it, and I went singing the blues to the big chief. And I said, big chief, I don't need you to say anything. I just need to let off some steam. Because the big chief and I have been friends for many, many years at this point. And I said, people talk some nasty shit for no reason. And she said, what do you want me to do? Who did it? And I'm like, that's not the point, and no. I said, I have been working all day like a chicken with my chicken cut off. My chicken was feeling cut off.
Mm.
It was. I was upset. My feelings were hurt. And I said, this happened, and all I'm trying to do is the right thing. And I heard, keep doing the right thing and don't worry about it. She said, do what you can to make peace with everybody that you think you need to do that with, and it's on them, not you. And I went, okay, chief, I'm out of here. And I thanked the chief, and I said, thank you, 5 minutes, and you set my happy ass straight up, didn't you? She said, that's what I'm here for. And I said, all right, I'm going to go off and do my thing.
There you go. Don't let anybody get in your way.
So I apologize for not being here at the very, very, very beginning of the show, but my job requires that I be available to certain clients at all times, and it just so happened the client needed me. Who knew? They don't know we're doing a radio show, and why should they? But we're all together now.
Exactly.
All together now. She let me sing. I did.
Awesome.
Well, you did get close. So, all right. What happened this week that fucked me up aside from today? Somebody went Coco Loco at the office. Oh, Victoria, did I tell you this story?
Yes.
Somebody would
tell them.
Oh. Okay. So people in the workplace dream of watching somebody lose their shit. Okay. Now, it has now been less than a year and a second person has lost their shit. Now, the first snap out, I witnessed firsthand. The second snap out, I missed yesterday. Apparently, somebody didn't like what they were told by a higher-up, and they went to confront this higher-up, and the higher-up said, that conversation's over.
Yeah, not good.
Not good, over. So this asshole walks in and says, I don't like what you said. didn't email ahead of time, didn't make a phone call appointment, nothing. motherfucker thought he could just show his ass up and say what he needed to say. Really? I wouldn't do that. And the chief is my friend. And I wouldn't do that crap. You don't do that to somebody who has a door on their world.
Nope.
So somebody was showing their ass, and they were asked to leave, and they snapped out.
Snappy, snappy.
Gone. Yeah, so that person is gone. And we were all looking for bullets this morning. Just in case, you never know. People go postal. It could happen. I know it's unlikely, but it does happen. You always have to be careful. Always. Because it's tough times out there, and when somebody loses a job, you don't know what a motherfucker will do.
Mm-hmm.
It can get dangerous really quick. So protect yourself. Protect yourself. Have your mojo. Have your oils. Have your charms, your crystals, whatever you're using. Use that. Use it to protect yourself. Oh, I gave a good piece of advice today. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Okay.
So talking to one of my friends, and my friend was like, I've got this situation, and I'm not really sure what to do. I could either go this way about it or this way about it. And I said, don't do either one, because you're not sure.
Yeah.
Focus that energy on yourself. Heal yourself. Don't worry about this other person. You need to heal yourself. Worry about yourself, because the only person you control is yourself. And the only way to get somebody, you control the situation by how someone reacts to your action. You have to be mindful of your action. So that focus really needs to be back on you as the individual to affect change on other people. Because I don't like the idea of putting magic on somebody else because I have a temper. And that means you come up with shit. As a matter of fact, in the past, I made the mistake of doing some ugly shit. And ugly shit bounces back. All the shit bounces back. You have to be more concerned about you than anybody else. I'm just saying. I think it's a healthier way to go.
Oh, that's very good advice.
Now, you know, because Dorothy Martin, who I love and respect, is coming on, I won't get my ass schooled. I always say something that she needs to school me about when she comes on the air. Because I love her and I respect her and I follow her advice. And I know she is going to lay down some intelligence on my ass tonight.
She always does.
Because she always does. Love and respect. I'm afraid of that woman. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, not that I would ever do anything for her to be angry with me. Awful. Let me never cross that bridge, Charlotte. But, I mean, a healthy respect for somebody who's been in the craft for a really long time and has a whole lot more knowledge. She's not that much older than me, but she has got some smart, way gone anything I got. I'm just saying. I learn from her every time we talk. She's amazing and sweet and funny and accessible. And you wouldn't think somebody that famous would be that accessible, but she really is.
I know, I can't wait to meet her in person.
I know, what about your neck, Claire?
I know, I was like, I just want to see you.
Well, I don't want to break her.
No.
I can give a pretty serious hug.
Yes, you can.
I know.
Yes, you can. You get good.
I get good hugs. You get good. I try. I just try. So, aside from all that, shit's rolling along like normal.
A little bit bumpier than normal, but.
You're bumpy.
Yeah, I'm bumpy and lumpy and grumpy.
I can understand the grumpy.
Yeah.
But if you're lumpy, I will kill a motherfucker.
No, not quite.
Don't make me kill somebody. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know. Bleh.
No, bleh, bleh, bleh. Sometimes you have to spit the nastiness of the week way out.
Yeah.
You need to wash your mouth out with some something and get it out of your whole being.
I'm telling you, the past, this whole year thus far, you know, there's been some good moments. There's been some very good moments. But
happy anniversary.
I know. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Sister Kiss. And for those who don't know, this actually is the third anniversary of us going live on the air. And I wanted to mention it before the lady herself came on board. But, yes, this is our third year as a show.
No, it's like only yesterday.
It really does. It went by quick.
I told you it was.
I know. And we've had some amazing people.
We I think 99.999% of all the people we've had were amazing. A couple of people, not maybe, and I'm not going to say they were horrible, but maybe not quite as amazing. I'll let you guess. You can go back through all our archives if you want to, and you can guess who I thought was not maybe the greatest of the great. But I have to tell you, as far as women go, Dorothy Morrison, number one guest.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I love that woman. I would do anything for that woman. I shouldn't say that on the air. She might hold me to it.
Lorena, as long as you're offering, you never know.
My feet need to rub it.
I would rub her feet.
I would, too.
Wouldn't you rub another woman's feet?
Yes, I would.
I would, too.
Because we know how we like it.
Hello.
Hello.
And I'm not even talking like a sex thing. I'm just talking to, like, you know, a love thing. Apparently, there's a lot of sexual something with feet with men. I have no idea what that's about.
I don't get it.
I do not find my feet sexy. I never have. I don't think I ever would. I don't get that whole foot rubbing sex thing. Maybe somebody would like to explain it to me at some point. I would be interested in knowing.
We should book somebody.
Got a foot fetish?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Do we know anybody who's like that?
I don't think so.
Well, not
I don't.
Not anybody who's admitted to shit.
I know, right?
God, happy motherfuckers are into feet.
Yeah, and it is. It's a huge thing. It's like, you know, there are so many...
Oh, I have to tell you this. It's about the foot fetish.
Okay.
I had a boyfriend.
You're kidding.
No. He used to like me to rub my feet on his dick and balls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. It gets worse.
Oh, God.
Wait. He finally... Now, we dated for, like, almost a year, and he finally told me that he liked to dress up in women's clothes. And I'm an open-minded chick. I could give a shit. It's fine. I used to take him shopping for women's clothes. And then, like, he'd want to have sex with me while he was dressed as a woman. Yeah. Like, he'd cut a hole in the pantyhose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's crazy.
It was. I was a star.
Really?
I know.
Aww.
It was weird.
That is weird that he was that adventurous with you, or you were his...
No, that I was. I don't know. I was first.
Oh,
like with anything, I was his first sex partner. I was the first person he like dressed up in front of.
Oh my God!
Can I tell you, he did not look like a woman. I'm sorry. High heels, a skirt, and that face. It didn't work.
Mm.
It didn't work. But you know what? He was happy.
There you go. As long as he was happy.
He was happy. Very experienced. So happy.
Aww. Can you imagine how wild he got after you?
Actually, after me, he really came down. And when I broke up with him, he turned around immediately and married a girl that looked just like me, or so I was told.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he married her. I guess he got all his wild out with me, and then it was like, okay, time to be normal. Yeah. I don't even know if his wife ever found out that he liked to wear women's clothing.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if he made her, like, rub his dick with her feet.
Probably.
Ew. And he loved the feel of pantyhose, so, like, he wanted me to wear stockings, too.
Oh, my God.
It was the weirdest thing. I have had a series of some strange shit. I'm just saying. I have had transvestites. I've had transsexuals. I have had... I'm scared now that I'm thinking about it. I don't want to think about some of the shit I've done or who I've done it with. You know that thing about chewing off your arm to get away from somebody?
Yeah.
Honey, there should be holes all over me. I'm chewing things off to get away from a motherfucker. I'm telling you. I have strange places and strange things.
Oh,
is she here?
She's here. All right, let's bring her on. Hello, Miss Dorothy.
I've been unmuted. Hooray.
Yay! Hey, how you doing?
I have to tell you, you know, your technical difficulties have extended in this direction because to start with, I dialed the number, I couldn't get the phone to ring.
Oh, no.
And then it hung up on me. So
oh,
then
no.
I dial again, and I get through, and I'm in the queue right when the show starts, and that's great. And then it hung up on me.
Oh, no.
And so I have been playing with the phone number and keeping my fingers crossed that it doesn't hang up on me again.
I am so sorry.
We are so sorry. We had trouble. I have news for you. It has been really widespread, and there were a lot of thunderstorms today in a lot of regions, and it seems to have this kind of weird after effect because the thunderstorms are long, many hours past here, and we worked up until the last minute to get the show up and running tonight.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised at all. You know, and it could have something to do with satellites and all that kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is your
but anyway,
month. It's your month, Miss Dorothy. It's your month.
I know, and I'm so excited about that. And Miss Raina, your tarot bag is going in the mail first thing in the morning.
Oh my God! I just finished it.
I did it today. I spent today doing it for you.
Aww.
I love you so much more than words can tell you.
Aw. Well, anyway, and it looks good, too. It's great. So it is on its way. You know,
so
y'all have been talking about all this weird stuff going on, and I have to tell you that I really haven't experienced it much at all. But this is Dorothy Morrison month. I've been really, really busy with the secret social media sale and, you know, getting orders out, and the sale has been great and everybody's enjoying it, but I've been putting in 18-hour days. And so if very weird things are going on, I probably haven't noticed it, except that for the first time, Wickedwood Studios has been in business for 4 years, and for the very first time last night, I got an email from a customer who wanted to return something.
Oh my gosh!
And that, and it was one of those little mini mojo bags, and that in and of itself was very strange. So I'm hoping that's all the strangeness that I get out of this.
I can't imagine why anybody would return one of those. They're amazing bags. I worship mine and carry it everywhere.
Well, it was identical to yours, and.
Huh.
Well, but the thing was, this was what the weird part was. She also ordered a vinyl checkbook cover and some oil packages. And so I had emailed her and said, okay, I can send that stuff right out, but it may be a few days before I can send your bag out because I've got some sewing orders ahead of yours. And so I sent the oils and the checkbook cover out. And then, 2 days later, I send the bag out. Well, apparently, she said that when the bag came, that all of the bag and all of the packaging smelled like cigarette smoke so strong that it was making her literally ill. However, the first package with the oils and the packaging, none of that smelled at all like cigarette smoke. And that was just kind of strange because it's all done in the same room.
That's weird.
You know, it's like, oh, good grief. And so she got a refund, of course, because I don't want anybody unhappy with anything. But she thought that was odd, too, that one did and one didn't. And so that was just kind of a weird thing. So I don't know if that's a Mercury retrograde thing or what, but that's the weirdest thing I've ever had happen.
That is weird, because my bag didn't smell like anything but magic.
Well, you know, and most people, you know, because, you know, I store the incense and I actually bottle oils in that room and everything. Sometimes, you know, the stuff that I sew does smell like something, but it's normally like incense or the oils or candles or something, because all that stuff smells good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was just surprised. So, Raina, if your bag comes and it stinks, you have to tell me.
Okay, but I doubt it will. I mean, I never have a problem with, I mean, I've placed 4, 5, 6 orders with you at this point. Never had a problem with a damn thing.
Yeah, neither have
well,
I.
Well, thank you, ladies. And, you know, either no one else has either, or they've just been afraid to tell me. But you know, that has really given me, you know, pause for thought. It's like, huh, you know. And so yeah, that was very strange. But I guess if I only have one return in 4 years, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would say so.
Definitely, definitely.
So anyway, that's my weirdness for the week.
Well, I'm glad you got your weirdness out of the way. I'm hoping we've gotten our weirdness out of the way, but with my life, you can never tell. But so what interesting things have happened during the month of Dorothy Morrison, which is, I think that's awesome that you got your own month from Coventry. I think that's great.
Well, you know, I've had my own month with Coventry for 4 years, and this is so funny because, you know, my birthday's in May, and I was born on my parents' wedding anniversary. So I have always considered the month of May to be Dorothy Morrison month. And in January, every time Coventry reminds me that February is Dorothy Morrison month, I'm always surprised. I always forget about that because I'm focused on May. So yeah, this has just been an amazing month. I decided to do this secret social media sale. And what that amounts to is it's a page that is connected to my website, but a page to which my website is not connected. I know that sounds silly, but unless people actually have the link, they can't get to that page from my website. So these are things that are not available to the general public, and these are sale items that are not available to the general public either. And it was the first time that I've ever tried that, and you know, it has been amazing, absolutely amazing. I even ran out of shipping labels at one point. Yeah. So, you know, I wish like hell I had thought about this several years ago, because, you know, I think everybody loves a sale. But I think when they realize they're the only people who are privy to a sale, that makes
there's
it much more interesting.
There's something about having something exclusive. I am the first to admit it. Everybody knows I love to shop. But there's something about a secret private sale that I'm clued in on that just makes my butter melt, honey.
Well, you know, I started it February 1st, and it was like at midnight. You know, I mean, you know, a second after midnight is when this link went up. And so Jackie Smith is one of the CEOs of Coventry Creations. And so her husband had put up the event page. And so I'm up at midnight, and I've got orders coming in, and we're in – Phoenix and I are in instant messaging back and forth. And, of course, you know, it's one thing for an order to come in, but when people want to order multiple things – They have to email me so I can combine shipping and I send them an invoice. Okay, good enough. Yep. Well, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was steady doing invoices.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I finally told Phoenix, I said, oh, my God, you don't realize this, but I've already been up 36 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I think maybe I need to catch 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and I'm going to have to respond to these people and email them then. And he went, oh, good Lord, you know, I can't believe that you've been up that long and you're still cognizant. It's like barely. But, you know, I really didn't think that I was going to be that busy. And I was amazed. And part of it was this limited edition badass oil that that I put out.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
It smells so good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love it. And, you know, it's funny because on Friday mornings I wake up at 4 a.m. because it's an hour drive for me to get into the city because I'm in the city every Friday. So I had been up since 4 a.m. And by the time you and I had finished up, I think it was 2 a.m. maybe?
Yeah.
Because I was kind of in right after the beginning because we finished the show, and then I was like, it's Dorothy time. Boom. And I jumped on and jumped in, and I saw that badass oil, and I said, oh, hell to the yes. Give me that. Give me another mojo on the go. I need all kinds of crazy. Give me everything. Here we go.
It's been really wild, and it's made me, you know, consider doing some other special blends.
I think the
next one may be Rich Bitch.
Ooh, you have piqued the interest of many with that name alone.
I thought it was much more fun than Filthy Rich, right?
Oh yeah, Rich Bitch is better.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of working out the formula for that right now.
Mm.
And I think, you know, maybe next month, since, you know, St. Patty's Day, I know a lot of pagans don't like St. Patrick, but geez, everybody likes leprechauns and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And being that, it is, you know, it's getting close to tax season. I think everybody could use a little jump start on their money.
I think so.
I will definitely be buying.
So I am hoping to do that. But, you know, the thing is, you know, this is part of what I love about being in business for myself and being so small, is I can put out something in a limited quantity. If I were a big corporation, I couldn't put it out in a small limited quantity. In order to put something new out, I'd have to plan for 1,000 bottles, you know? And this I don't have to do. So anyway, I think, you know, maybe.
It's much more exclusive that way when you can tell people, listen, I'm only doing 20 bottles of this or 30 bottles of that. And everybody's, it's like a mad rush to get in for a number. Because I know my badass oil, I got number 26, and I was all excited with myself. Hello?
Well, you know, that was so funny because all of that went just boom. I was amazed at that. And then somebody had ordered it, and a couple days later, you know, hadn't paid her invoice, and then she emailed me and she said, oh, you know, I've decided I can't do that this month, and so that was fine. That was no big deal. I canceled her invoice. But do you believe I had a waiting list for that?
I believe it. Yeah.
I was just amazed. I didn't anticipate that kind of response. But yes, that was just wonderful and great. And the badass stuff is fabulous. You know, I've kept some of it on hand because it goes in the badass Grigri. You know,
ooh,
it's mixed in with the herbs, and then you use the putting on the witch to feed it, but it helps you reclaim your life, and I think right now a lot of people need that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And the choir said yes.
Raina, you know, I was listening to all this stuff about, you know, that you were having all this trouble with this person. Honey, put that person in a little box.
Yes, ma'am.
And close it up and tape it with duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody you work with. Is it somebody you work with? Yes?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Yeah, okay. Put her name on it and write your work address on it and cross it out.
Ooh.
And then on it, you know, put another town, another city, another state, something on it to move her away to happy stuff and stick it on a shelf and shut the door and leave it alone.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Can I use that same spell in a non-work-related situation for someone that I want to just have move on to another area in general?
Sure.
That's all In fact,
if you're going to put that, if you're going to put them in a box and do that, one of the things that I'd recommend is sprinkling, you know, put their name on a piece of paper, stick it in a box, sprinkle some hot foot powder on that.
Oh. That's
a
good idea.
Or anoint the paper that has the name on it with some making tracks oil.
Do I have making tracks oil?
I don't think I need to order.
I don't think so. I think that's one I have get out of my way. I have poof. I think I need some making tracks oil. Hang on, I'm going to go check my mojo on the go bag.
Okay.
I need mojo on the go bag.
I also have the making tracks incense.
Ooh.
That sounds awesome. I know, by the way, I absolutely love my ultimate badass set. Oh, my God,
you?
It smells so good.
Yes. Oh, honey magic is supposed to smell good. It's magic, you know?
I feel so magical when I put, because I put all of them on.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got tickled when you sent me that note and you said you were wearing them all together, and I thought, oh, my.
Oh, it smells good. I'm telling you. I know. I love, which one is it? I think it's Putting on the Witch.
Putting on the Witch, honey.
It smells like toffee, like a buttery scent.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, it's so delicious.
I remember way back when all the oils, all the magical oils, you know, you got them from these little botanicas, and all the magical oils smelled alike. And they didn't really smell good, you know. Well, they didn't smell terrible. Yeah. But it was like they were either sickeningly sweet or smell like you should mix them with water and wash your floor.
True.
And, you know, I think magical oils should smell magical. I think they should be amazing. And that's one of the things that I love about Coventry is that all of their products smell fabulous.
Yeah, everything that I've gotten from you, you know, which comes from Coventry, absolutely amazing. I mean, the Fast Cash, what is it? I have the Ultimate Badass set, and I think I have one more oil.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with my autographed bag from you with my three Mojo on the Go's. I have the Badass one. I have the Cash Flow on the Go. I have my Lucky Mojo on the Go. Honey, put it out and I'll buy some.
Do it.
Okay, which oil do I need to get that I don't have? Which one is that?
Oh, Making Tracks. Yeah.
I need to add to my order. I'm sorry, folks. I know that this is a radio show, but fuck it. I need to place an order. Hello?
well, send me an email, darling, and we'll get it out to you.
Awesome. Good. I will do that after the show post-take. Yay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? One of the things that I've realized, you know, about these people who you do for and you do for and you do for, know, there are a few things about that. It's really, really good to help your neighbor, and I think we were all raised a lot like that. However, if you keep bailing people out, you're really doing them a disservice because, you know, they have no idea how to bail themselves out after a fact. None.
That's true.
True.
And,
very true.
And, you know, and you could very well be keeping them from learning a life lesson. Now, you know, it's not to say, though, that you shouldn't bail people out upon occasion. And it depends upon the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a friend who really came on some hard times, not of her own doing, okay? And so we were perfectly willing to help her.
Yeah.
But besides that, you know, she's one of my very dearest friends, okay? And she has done some amazing things for me and so on and so forth. And this is what friends do. On the other hand, we have some other friends who came across hard times. However, they have a fortune in jewelry.
Ooh.
Now, and what I'm saying is, it's not like they put themselves in hard times because they were buying things. But they have all this stuff. And the fact of the matter is, if they sold a piece or two, they would be, you know, they'd be back in the black again. But but they refuse to do that. And so it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, you help people who have exhausted their resources.
Right.
But those people who don't, it's like, you know, I'm a little hard-pressed to do that when I can see where they could get out of a mess. You know, if I were hungry or I was behind on my rent or whatever, you know, I've got a gold charm bracelet that is worth a fortune.
Yeah.
And I would do something with that to get out of Dutch.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know, and
people have to help themselves. Yeah.
Well, they do, and that's another thing, you know, about magic, is that I think, and I know this is probably a Christian attitude, but I think the gods help those who help themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, if you just sit on your ass, and you know, you keep working magic to fix something, but you're not doing any follow-through and you're not making any mundane effort to fix a situation, then I don't think your magic is going to work like you thought it was.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. You know, I had a teacher at one point who quit a job. And instead of pounding the streets, he quit a good job. Instead of pounding the streets and sending out resumes and stuff, all he was doing was lighting green candles.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and watching soap operas. Like somebody was going to knock on his door and say, you don't know me, but I want you to come to work for me. You know, things don't work like that. And,
yeah,
and
right.
So, you know, I got a new teacher.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that you have to you know, do the follow through, and you have to be willing to put in some effort as well. But yeah, you know, put that crazy person in a box and see what happens.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that, and you know, it's interesting because I use. The stuff that I get from you, I use with intention, and I do, you know, I'm a little older than probably most of the listening audience, but, you know, I've seen what happens when people just didn't wait for something to happen. It's like, oh, I'll light a candle and something will happen. It doesn't really work that way.
No, honey, it doesn't. And, you know, and I'm probably, I think you and I are pretty close to the same age. So, you know, you know, I've had enough experience with watching things too to see what people do now, and it doesn't cut it. You know, the other thing that I've noticed is that people, you know, to start with, you know, if you need something, then you need to talk to your deity about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoever that deity is, or that group of deities, or whatever, you need to talk to the ancients about it. But you also need to remember to thank them and be grateful for what they've already done for you.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, and
actually,
I think,
you know, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, actually, Raina and I, she got me started with it, and it's actually improved my life quite a bit, but we light a candle every day and thank the gods for the wealth, health, and happiness of, you know, our friends, our family, ourselves, and, you know, thinking in advance is good, too.
Yes, yeah, it is. You know, every night before I go to bed, I say my prayers like a good witch, right? And
yeah, that's
and,
right. There you go.
Well, yeah, and so, but I start out by thanking them for the day, because every day, and I think when you're really young, you don't realize this. You know, it only happens when you get older. But every day when you open your eyes, you've just been given a gift.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
sure.
You know, you have a brand new slate, a clean slate to write your day upon. And so I always start out by thanking them for the day. And then I will list several cool things that happened and thank them for that. And if it's been a crummy day, then I thank them for the roof over my head, the fact that I'm not too hot or too cold, and I'm not naked. Okay? And you know, because sometimes you've had such a crummy day, you know, it's hard to come up with something, but you can always come up with that.
Yeah.
And
if you ate dinner, you had a good day.
Well, exactly, because there are hundreds of thousands of people going to bed hungry every night. So you're right. And so, you know, you're more fortunate. So I thank them for those blessings. But then I also ask them to bless my friends and family and extended family, my loved ones, and protect them from evil and harm and danger and illness, and fill their lives with joy and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up by thanking them for having always watched over me so well and taken care of me so well and yanked me out of shit when I didn't follow their direction, right? And, you know, and helping me to survive all that. And then I asked them to continue to bless me. And, you know, I started that several years ago, and I have to tell you, it has made a huge difference in the way my life has gone, a huge difference.
Yeah, me too. I agree. I started doing that on a daily basis when I lived in Nevada a couple of years ago when we first started the show. And that year that I spent out in the desert, really, I had to rededicate myself. I had to basically start myself from scratch all over again as an active witch. And really, you know, even at this late stage of my life, I had to make a rededication and start again. And I find that a lot of people don't realize that it's okay to do that. And you may have to do that several times because we all get off track. And we forget who we are, forget about, you know, what the gods have given us. And you know, I used to tell an old friend of mine, remember the gods so that they remember you. Because I'll tell you what, it does help. And if you remember them daily, they will remember you. But turn your back, man, and you're just asking for the wrong end of it, you know?
Well, and, you know, and if you never say thank you, you know, it's like I think the gods need to be needed. So you do need to talk to them about stuff when you're in need. But if you keep saying gimme, 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 and you never say thank you, I don't think that's going to entice them to help you very much.
I agree.
So in this rededication thing, you know, sometimes you do have to start over from scratch. You know, even if you've been a witch for 40 years, sometimes you have to go, okay, you know what, it's time for a clean slate now. Because I don't, you know, the things that, my view of things has changed.
Yeah.
You know, the way I viewed magic and things before was okay for that time, but it's not now. So maybe I need a clean slate and let's just start over. So I think that was great that you started over from scratch.
Yeah. But you just, you know, you don't, you think you've been doing something for years and years and years. Really doesn't mean anything if you are not putting it into action. And sometimes you really do, even no matter what your age is,
Sometimes you need to start from the ground up all over again. And it's happened more than once in my life, you know, that I was, you know, challenged to get really serious. Well, are you going to continue or not? And I said,
yeah,
okay, I want to do this. And now, like Sis said, we do daily devotional, I mean, every day. Every day.
You know,
I thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for the show. We thank you for our friends. We thank, I mean, and sometimes I get a little long-winded.
Well, you know what? That's okay. That's okay. The gods don't mind that a bit. You know, they enjoy that because you're visiting with them.
Yeah.
So I don't think long-winded is a problem. You know, I think they probably enjoy that, tremendously. And, you know, after all, and even if they don't enjoy it, then they need to listen to it because they certainly get a lot of amusement at our expense.
True. True.
So, you know, I think they can go through that. But, you know, it's interesting that you said that y'all are doing that every morning. One of the things that I noticed many, many years ago when I first started going to New Orleans is that almost every shop, every occult shop owner there does a morning devotional before they open the doors. They do it in the shop.
That sounds very familiar. There was a place in New York called Enchantments when I was a kid.
I've been there.
Okay, so you know the place I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the Village.
Yes, correct. And because I'm from New York, so I had access to that shop all the time. And I started going in there when I was a young teenager. And they would sometimes close the shop on Saturday afternoon and do ritual and then reopen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it was morning, sometimes it was during the day. Whenever they felt like they needed to stop and refocus and regroup, and they did it. And I just appreciated that so much, and I guess that left a lasting impression on me.
Uh-huh.
And because, like you said, when we wake up in the morning, we're starting fresh with a clean slate, I like to take that moment, you know, and regroup from jump and start the day that way. But to tell you the truth, plenty of times I will do it before I, you know, in the first thing in the morning, and then just before I go to bed, I do it again.
Yeah.
You know, not every day, but a lot of the time I will make sure that I get myself ready for sleep, and I thank them again for everything, and then I just need to sleep better, so it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things about these morning devotionals, one of the things that struck me, there's one shop owner in New Orleans that does her devotional to whatever planet rules that particular day.
Oh!
And she starts out, and she, you know, brings her arms up, even with her shoulders, you know, stretches them out, her legs apart to make this human star. And if it's Monday, then this little devotional is to the moon. And she lights what she considers to be the appropriate colored candle for that day. And, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, if it's Thursday, then it's Jupiter. If it's Saturday, then it's Saturn. And, her business is great. Not that she doesn't have ups and downs, but she's been in business forever when other people have not.
Wow.
So awesome. I think that's kind of a cool thing, too, you know, since we're talking about morning devotionals. And these don't have to last a long time.
Yeah.
I don't really do a devotional thing in the mornings, but I'll walk into I have an office and a sewing room, okay? But most of the stuff goes on in the sewing room because I have this huge table in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if I've got a bottle of oils or pack things for shipping or, you know, whatever, it happens in the sewing room. But I walk in the morning and I go, morning, guys.
You know, glad to see you. And, you know, I immediately feel like I've just been wrapped in a warm embrace. Because
aww.
Because they know that this is my soul.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I always acknowledge them. Mm. And, you know, and it's real funny. I don't feel things like, I don't feel energy like other people feel energy. And when I was a baby witch, I remember thinking there was something wrong with me and that my magic couldn't possibly work because I didn't feel this energy like everybody else seemed to feel it. But we had
yeah.
friends come in December, and it was the first time they'd been in our new place. And they're going up the stairs, and they stopped at the landing with my office and my son and Martin. And Kathy went, you do magic up here, don't you? Everybody seems to know, you know. And I don't really think of a lot of it as doing magic because I've done it for so long that it's like second nature.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that other people can consider magic that I just consider living.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
And I think that's how you know when you're headed in a right direction. If it doesn't take a whole lot of effort, if you
absolutely.
Don't have to scratch your head, you know, and stop and think about it, it's like,
yeah,
oh,
like,
this is what I do, blah, 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 and it just flows.
Yeah, and that's honestly... I don't know. I've been finding some hiccups, especially this year, but I don't know. I got to do a serious cleansing on the house and myself, and I actually just got some advice from Raina and I's brother about taking, you know, he said, go in the bathroom, draw you a bath, a nice, you know, as hot as you can get it, which personally, I like them steaming. I like when my skin goes pink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I want to look like a lobster when I come out, yeah.
Exactly. You know, and he said, you know, put some salt, put some rosemary, put some lavender, get four white candles, like little tea lights, turn off the light, get in the bath, and just open yourself up to the gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, there's definitely been some blockage with me, and I am pretty sure most of it is my own doing because I'm stubborn.
You know, one of the things that I would do if I were you is I would wait to do that until it is warm enough for you to, like, crack your windows.
Oh, good idea.
Because here's the thing. You don't want to, if you're going to run negative stuff out, you don't want to trap it in.
That's true.
You know, you want it to have an escape route, okay, because you want it out of there.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I think one of the things that I would do before I did that bath, you know, a lot of people don't like the sage stuff. And, you know, and I hate burning sage. It, you know, it always makes me think that somebody's turkey is burning in the oven. It doesn't make me feel like things are cleansed. It makes me feel like I need to go over everything with Mr. Klein. So, but one of the things that I think works even better than sage that hardly anybody ever talks about is dragon's blood and frankincense resins on a charcoal block.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would set that in the center of my room in a fireproof dish, and I would let that smoke for a while, and then I'd go to the back of the house, and I would walk every room with that, with those windows cracked open, and chase that shit out. And then,
that's a good idea.
Once that's done, then I would do that bath.
Okay, absolutely. I've actually got some dragon's blood on hand from when I was up in Salem, which,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God. Absolutely awesome deal on a huge chunk. I was like, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know,
I've run out.
I've been, Dragon's Blood is in the Badass Gregory. And I looked everywhere for powdered Dragon's Blood resin. so I couldn't find it. So I spent one afternoon before I made up, when I was working on the recipe for those Gregory's, with a hammer and an actual wooden board and and layers and layers of newspaper with this resin like in a Ziploc bag, hammering this crap until I could powder. You know, and you could you can put this. I found out, you know, yeah, you can put this in a coffee grinder, an electric coffee grinder, except that it gums things up really bad. And so you have to keep stomping and you know, clean that out. And, you know, and then, you know, rubbing alcohol will take that gummy part off of there, but what a pain. And this was so much easier. So
yeah,
it's like,
Yeah, I made the mistake of trying to smash some in one of my mortar and pestles.
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake. I'm still getting that shit out.
Well,
like,
yeah. So, I've learned that, you know, a ball peen hammer and a wooden cutting board is a grand idea. You know, you do that. But
perfect.
Yeah, so that's what I would do to cleanse that house. In fact, I'm going to, in a few weeks here when it gets better, when the weather gets a little bit better, I'm going to go cleanse my girlfriend's house with all that. Because
has,
you know, several years ago, she went through a divorce and you know, and nobody really thought about cleansing the house at that point, and then she's had one bad relationship after another, and I think it just needs a good cleansing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Miss Dorothy, if I can. I've got a lot of friends who are having relationship issues with their husbands, and it's like it's at a point right now where I've got a few friends who are like, you know, part of me wants to go, part of me wants to stay. I don't know what to do with that energy, and it's really confusing me. What would you suggest?
Well, you know, one of the things is, you know, if they've been in a relationship a long time, things eventually get to the point where you're almost like roommates. You can't stay in that madly in love, crazy, silly-ass state forever because it actually changes the chemicals in your brain, and if you stayed in that state too long, it would kill you. And I mean that. It really would, okay? So even though that's fun and crazy and wonderful, things have to settle down. The thing, though, is, you know, you don't want your mate looking at you like you're a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of times what happens is people get involved with neighbors and friends and social media and their jobs and their kids and all this kind of stuff until they're more like roommates than anything else.
Yeah.
I think if they can't decide what they really want to do, I think they need to make a date, a real date. Now, you know, if they've got little kids, then they need to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, you need to hire a babysitter. You know, you don't have to, you know, it's nice if you can afford to take off for the weekend and stay in some posh hotel, but most people can't. Okay?
Right.
And so, you know, get grandma or make arrangements for somebody to let the kids, you know, stay overnight or whatever. Make a date with your significant other.
Yeah.
Stay at home. Have everything already ready, like dinner, so all you have to do is pop it in the microwave.
There you go.
You know, take the phone off the hook. Or just unplug it. You know, you don't even need, you know, to listen to your voicemail. For God's sake, turn your damn cell phones off. You know, nobody needs to be texting. Nobody needs, nothing like that. And spend some time remembering why you fell in love with that person to start with. See if you can rekindle that a little bit. This doesn't even necessarily mean that you're going to have wild, hot sex. But, you know, maybe what you just need to do is communicate with each other a little bit. just visit and have fun and cuddle some.
Yeah.
And at the end of all that, if you still can't decide whether you need to stay or go, then maybe you need to think about the relationship, you know, in really cold, hard facts.
Yeah.
You know, why am I staying? Am I staying because, I think this is the way relationships just are?
Mm-hmm.
And at least I know it's never going to get any worse than this. Am I staying because at least I have a roof over my head? Am I staying because I'm afraid of starting over?
Or am I afraid to go because I have kids?
Exactly. And, you know, I remember being in a terrible marriage and thinking, okay, maybe this is the way marriage really is. And really and truly, it was, at least I know it's never going to get any worse than this, and I've been there.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, there's food on the table, and there's a roof over my head. And it took me a long time and several hard hits with a 2x4 from the gods to make me go, oh, hell, this is ridiculous. You know, I am not a doormat. I'm not going to put up with this. I shouldn't have to put up with this. And, yeah, I'm well over 40 and I'm scared as shit. But I need to make some plans and get the hell out of here. And so I did. And it was scary. But it was amazing how things began to fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, But I understand not wanting to throw away a good number of years.
Right.
But you know, you can't even go there. You can't even say, damn it, well, you know, I hate to say that I wasted this many years. It's not a waste. It's all a learning experience.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, you know, and the other thing is, you know, if you still can't decide what to do, sometimes I found that the best solution is to do nothing.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds a little contradictory, but, you know, when it comes to a life-changing decision, you don't want to make the wrong one.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to tell somebody, I don't think I want you in my life anymore, if you're not really sure. Because,
right.
Because that person may go, fine, and be done.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do? So, you know, I think it's going to take some real self-examination. But you know, a lot of times all it really does take is remembering why you fell in love with that person to start with and spending some time with that person, away from the kids, away from the neighbors, away from family, away from everybody.
Yeah.
Try to light that fire again.
So did you say you've got a guest coming on next week that's going to explain all this?
Oh, I was talking about Jade Soul Luna. He, he said he gave me a reading not too long ago that said that this coming March was a time of relationship upheaval, and I'm seeing the beginning effects of that on many, many fronts with a lot of people. I mean, it's not like it's going to happen to everybody, but it's just a real, he indicated that it was a strong time of relationship changing. So
I'm interested to hear what he's going to say about that too. You know, relationships aren't just relationships that relate to matters of the heart. You know, you have all kinds of relationships. You have work relationships.
Yes.
You have business relationships, you know, so on and so forth. And sometimes, you know, well, March, the March winds, the winds of change.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So, you know, I'm not surprised. You know, I think as human beings, that's the thing that we want change the most, but we're also afraid of it the most.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Chiming in with a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like you don't want things to stay the way they are, but when things start moving, it's very, it can be very scary.
Oh, it is scary. It is. And, you know, I think the older we get, the scarier it gets.
Yeah.
You know, we don't seem to adapt as well.
Well, because we get set in our way.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's like, you know, with my husband's company, you know, every time they bid a job that's further south, you know, my husband comes in and goes, oh, well, you know, they bid a job, you know, such and such. And we want to get further south. But every time that happens and they get the job, I kind of hold my breath to see if they're going to send Mark or not, because I keep thinking, oh, my God, we're going to have to pack all this stuff up again.
I know.
And I've just about gotten settled, just about, you know. But then I think, oh, well, if that happens, better that than like it was the last time when we were someplace 6 years. And
yeah.
And then we had to pack it up, you know. But I, so, you know, even that kind of change, you know, is
a
little bit scary for me.
I understand that. And if you want to come south, I know two people who are just glad to see you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the latest thing was that they have gotten a job. Well, actually, it's a continuation of a job in Georgia.
Oh.
And so Mark had thrown his name in the hat for that.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, and that wouldn't take place till sometime late summer, but I don't think that's going to happen because the project manager he has now, he has a history with, and I think Mike will probably want to keep him at all costs. So, you know, that's fine. But the Georgia job would be a 5-year job, which means that could be Mark's last job, which would be great.
Wow. So, and you would
you'd
only be two states over, or we could come and see you.
Well, yes. Yes, you could. Yes, indeed. And, you
we
know,
can
and you could
though.
You could do that before we retire to Louisiana. So,
true.
Anyway, but yeah, you know, But change is scary. You know, it is. But, you know, the only thing worse than change is stagnation.
Yeah, true. Draws mosquitoes.
Yes, yes. I hadn't thought about that, but yes, you're absolutely right. So,
and I don't need anything else biting my ass.
Yeah.
Well, I just assume nothing else bit mine either. Thank you.
So I have to tell you, I was extremely proud today because a friend of mine walked into my office, and oh my goodness, what was she holding? She was holding her very first copy of Everyday Magic, and I was beaming with pride. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I was excited. I said, do you know what you're holding? And she said, yes, I do. I said, do you know who our guest is on the show tonight? And she said, yes, I do, and I'm listening in.
Well, you know, one of your friends or acquaintances just recently ordered from me.
Yes, she did, and she also ordered a copy of Utterly Wicked, which I highly recommend to everyone.
Yes.
It's like my favorite book. Thank you.
She must have gotten that from Amazon or something.
No, she didn't get it yet. She's getting it.
Okay.
She's going to order that one, yeah.
Oh, she's going to order that. Well, she ordered one of the things she ordered was one of the little mini Mojo bags, and I made her one just like yours.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy. That's great because she loves mine. I showed her mine. I was like, look at this. And she was like, oh! She says, what do you keep in there? I said, don't you want to know? So I opened that thing up, and I've got my 3 Gree-Gree bags in it. I've got I probably carry a good half dozen 7 oils with me at a clip.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I have to be really – and I have to be mobile because – I live in the country part-time, and I live in the city part-time.
Uh-huh. So I've got to, I have to take my oils with me. You must be kidding. I'm not going anywhere without my oils. So I carry my travel supply with me, and, you know, the bag is gorgeous. And your signature fabric, when you said you only had a bolt and a half left, my heart sank, and I went, no!
Oh, honey, my heart sank, too, when I, you know, it's Alexander Henry did this fabric exclusively for Joann's. Mm-hmm. And I saw it years ago, and I fell in love with it, and I started buying it by the bolt.
Yep.
And so it became my little signature fabric, and because it was a Joann exclusive, I thought they were going to have it forever. So I was in Joann the other day, and they didn't have it. All they had, there was one other fabric that is exactly like it, but it's got a black background, and it has kind of a brown and tan instead of a, you know, the red. And it's pretty, but it's not what I really want. So, fine. So then I go online, and I discover that it's not there anymore. All they have is the brown and tan now. And so now I'm going to have to scour the neighboring Joann's to see if they have any left.
Wow.
You know, because you know, if they still got it in stock, then I'll buy what they got. But I was just heartbroken. Because they're supposed to have this, you know, forever. And so I thought I better put it out on the net, because I thought, my God, because people really seem to love that fabric. It's so whimsical, but it's elegant, too.
It is. I love it. I'm holding my bag right now.
Oh. Yeah, she's sticking her face in it. She's been smelling it since she pulled it out of her purse.
Oh, God. I need to send you some little jingle bells to put on the ends of your ribbons.
Okay. But I tell you what, I cannot begin to express how much I love everything I get from you.
Oh, thank you.
They're so beautiful. They smell good. They smell good together when you wear more than one. I have given the cash flow on the go as gifts.
Yep, I have one.
As a matter of fact, someone told me today, and I can't name the company because it's a very large international company, but they were discussing lucky, quote unquote, lucky charms, as in to bring good luck as opposed to the cereal. And this person apparently in the middle of, and this person is not even pagan, but appreciates our methodology and our way of life and our way of thinking, and pulled out this gift that I had given them and opened the gri-gri bag, the organza part, not the actual gri-gri itself, and proceeded to share the fragrance with other people, and they were all entranced, apparently, by this. And
How cool is that?
I know, and this is a huge international corporation that I'm not going to name. But, yeah, so I was very excited that they were allowed to appreciate the quality and the fragrance and the intention, and they were loving on it. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe a few more questions might come about that, and I will be happy to direct them you over.
Yay. God, how cool is that? I love synchronicity at work. Love it, you know? That is so, so cool. It's really funny because I have seen, you know, because we spend a lot of time in New Orleans, and I have seen these little gri-gris. And I kept thinking, how cool is that? But the thing is, they don't look pretty.
Yeah.
They're like these little fabric balls, but they don't look pretty. And, you know, my thing has always been, you know, make it attractive. You know, if you've got to charge a few pennies more for it, fine, but make it attractive. People like that are aesthetically attractive. And so, you know, I really had to think about this. It's like, okay, you know, how can I do this and give them the magic, but make it pretty, and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. And so I was really excited when it finally came together, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay, this is this, and then they get the oil and they can feed it. And part of the reason that I love this, that you feed this with the oil to keep it activated, is because this reminds you to do the mundane follow-through as well.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Well,
so
you know, I employ the oils at work. I know I had mentioned the last time you were on that. Well, actually, I don't think you were on when I told this story. I had talked about doing magic, being able to do magic under any circumstances in any situation, no matter where you are, because you don't need to be in front of an altar or in the middle of a circle with 1,000 people. I'm exaggerating, obviously. But you can do magic no matter what the circumstances are. And I told this story about how I had taken some poof, the oil poof,
mm-hmm.
and I actually did a spell, the oil, in a business situation and, you know, worked it that way. And you know, they're good for everything. So I employ the magic and the oil no matter where I am, because if you're careful, you should be able to do magic anywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, you can, you know, with a lot of times in work situations, you have people who talk shit about you and so on and so
mm-hmm.
forth. You know, and one of my favorite things is the shut your mouth oil, which is a gossip stomper. And sometimes you can use it as a boss fix, too, okay? But you put it on, you know, you put a few drops on your hands, you rub your hands together, and you talk to this person and
mm-hmm.
just touch their arm.
Ah, perfect.
That's you know? So, you know, it's, I mean, there are, you know, so you've made contact. Now you've got the oil essence on them.
Ooh.
So now, you know, their higher self knows they need to shut up. They need to stop it. I mean, there are all kinds of things you can do. You know, I do our taxes. And I keep
uh-huh.
telling my husband, my God, if these get any more complicated, I'm going to have to hire somebody to do these. Because, like this year, I not only had to do the personal and business federal return, but I had to file taxes in two different states.
Why?
State taxes in Virginia and then in Maryland. So this meant, this is a big pain in the ass, because this meant that I had two home offices during the year, and I have two businesses.
Yep.
I've got Wicked Witch Studios,
yep.
and then I also have a writing business. And
yep.
so now this is I've got to allocate so much money and so much space and so much vehicle mileage and so on and so forth. Yes. Which is a real pain. So
yeah.
You know, I always use, before I even start working on those taxes, I always first put a few drops of fast cash on my hands.
Ooh.
And then I add a little bit of High John the Conqueror to conquer any situation. And I rub my hands together and I get busy.
Mm.
Now,
there you
that
go.
Doesn't necessarily mean that this isn't going to be complicated. But
right.
what it means
yeah.
is that High John the Conqueror actually tends to help me figure things out. You know, how do I do this? How do I do that? So on and so forth. And that fast cash, I've got to tell you, since I've been using that fast cash before I do taxes, we have always
yeah.
gotten money back. Always.
Ooh.
Love it.
And
Ooh.
So, you know, so that's something that people ought to keep in mind. Also, what I do is with my tax forms. Now, I got to tell you, since we've got all this identity theft and stuff going on, and have
yeah.
had for so many years, I refuse
mm-hmm.
to e-file anything, because it's one thing for somebody to get your credit card information. It's another thing for somebody to have your Social Security number and all of your financial information.
True.
Yeah.
you know, including interest from your bank and so on and so forth. That's,
yeah.
you know. And so, I mean, if they can hack into other stuff, there is, I don't give a damn how secure it the IRS is or the state agencies are, somebody will eventually figure out how to hack into that too. So,
probably,
so
yeah.
I'm really old-fashioned about this. I print it out, and I send it in the mail. Duh.
Yeah.
But
I
on the back of every page, I do the fast cash, and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, rub my hands together, and I put my thumb down on the back of every page because it's got fast cash on it.
Oh, cool.
Always get our refunds in record time, always.
That's awesome.
And knock wood, we have never been audited. Now, you know, the IRS scares me to death, and so I always have audit defense so that if we're ever audited, I give them my big sack of receipts, and they're going to have to figure it out for me, and they have to go talk to the IRS for me. But by the same token, I think that we get our refunds back in such a hurry because that fast cash is on the back of every page.
Huh. You know, I wonder, would that work with, like, job applications?
Absolutely. But with job applications, I would probably use a combination of Come to Mama and everything and then some because the Come to Mama is an attraction formula and the everything and then some is a success formula.
Mm-hmm.
Because
perfect.
what you're not doing, okay, with a job application, you want the job. It has nothing really to do with money except you might like the salary. Okay, but you you want the job, so you know I would use those and do that instead.
That is excellent advice because I'm actually looking for an outside job because despite the fact that I have 6 or 7 jobs, it's like not that I barely get anything back. So.
Well, yeah, you know, it's you know, and part of that is you spread yourself mighty thin. But
yeah.
you know, I had somebody. I have friends who are starting up an online business, and then I have a really good client who's a dominatrix.
Oh.
And both of them were talking to me about websites and this and that and how to dominate on the web. And one of the things that I discovered about that when you have online businesses is that the magic is really in your marketing copy.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that sounds silly, but when they go to your website, you want to make sure that every page on your website is so cool and your marketing copy reads such that they can't bear to leave that website without making a purchase. You don't just want them to want that product. You want them to need it.
Huh. I need to do some revamping.
And one of the things that I found works for me is a little humor.
Yeah.
Entertain those people, those visitors to your site.
Absolutely.
And another author and I had that discussion, and he had never been over. You know, we've been friends forever, but he'd never really had occasion to go over to my website, and so he couldn't understand why he wasn't making any sales. And I said, "Honey, look at this. To start with, you're a writer. If you read this, would you want to purchase this?" I mean, you probably think, that's cool. But they don't need a history lesson.
Right.
They can go to a book and get a history lesson. What they want is to be entertained, and they want you to tell them why they need it. You know?
Yeah.
And so he says, "Well, what do you mean?" And so I had my iPad, and so I pulled up something, and I read him something, and he went,
wow, that's really cool. Where'd that come from? I said, from my website, honey. He went, okay, you know, now I get it. And he made a few changes. I mean, it didn't take much. It took some tweaking, you know. And,
yeah,
you know, because your website doesn't need to come off as academic.
Yeah, definitely. Nobody likes school.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some people do, but, you know, for the most part, the general population does not like, you know, just bland textbook school stuff.
You know, when I was in college, we had a world history prof who was a former Presbyterian minister. And I have to tell you, he was amazing. He actually,
yeah.
Oh yeah, he was. He actually brought in film strips from World War II. Film strips.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, old footage. Old footage of some of the Nazi occupation stuff. Mm-hmm. He even had, this was hysterical, he even had old footage of, there was at one point when everybody decided that the rapture was coming.
Yeah.
and Bloomingdale's in New York, in New York City, even sold rapture robes. He had old footage of these people standing on top of buildings waiting to be taken up into heaven.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, talk about a fun class.
Yeah.
You know, I think I had him on T-Days, and I kept thinking, damn it, why didn't I take his classes on, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday instead? Because I would have gotten 3 days of this. Because he was just great, you know? And so, you know, that part of school I loved. And I thought to myself at that point, if all teachers were like this, they could give their students so much more knowledge because it's fun. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
See, I don't know. I had a couple fun teachers, but nothing like that. That would have been awesome.
Well, it wasn't, but I couldn't even believe that. Oh, you know, rapture robes, sidewalk sale, Bloomingdale's. It was like, holy shit. And all these people standing up, you know, on top of these buildings.
Uh-huh. But, you know, that's
something
marketing, too. That's an amazing display of marketing strategy in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. You know, but that was part of history. And, you know, it was. But, you know, who would have gone there? And, you know, and when I first found out, you know, after I got his class and I first found out that, oh, God, it's a former Presbyterian minister. Oh, geez, you know, now what? You know, he really changed my mind about everything. You know, he was just grand fun. So, you know, but yeah, you know, websites and stuff need to be grand fun too.
Yeah.
So what kind of job are you looking for? Are you just looking for something?
Well, right now I'm kind of just looking for something, but I would love to get into marketing or, you know, even, like, working at a tattoo place, you know, just someplace fun, you know, because I worked in the veterinary field, oh, God, off and on for, like, 20 years, and I love animals, but it's like, I'm 40, I don't want to pick up poo anymore.
Well,
I really
don't. Besides that, you know, I ran ran several animal shelters for years and years, and it's not just that. It's also you get to the point where your body will not allow you to tote 100 pounds of feed on your shoulder anymore, and it won't allow you to pick up a 200-pound dog anymore.
Yeah, I used to be
not
able
even
to lift
a sling. Yeah. You know, I remember doing that, you know, picking up those heavy dogs without a sling. I remember being able to do it. And I couldn't any more do it now with a sling, you know, the dog and I would both be injured. So,
I hear you.
So anyway, well, have you actually made a list of what you would like to have in a job?
Not a complete list. You know, I've basically listed places I would like to work. You know, especially now that it was like, because there were stipulations put on it that, you know, certain hours, certain distance. It had to have a discount for the entire family. It was like, okay. So, you know, I've been constantly bitched at because I couldn't find a job. And it's like, okay, but it's nearly impossible. It's narrowed down to this small thing. So I made a deal. It's like, okay, you know what? I will go out and get a job, but it has to be on my terms.
Well,
and
you
have to help me.
The thing about it is, start writing things down, okay? Make yourself an actual written list. You know, start out with salary and benefits.
Okay.
And, you know, and go on from there. Make sure, you know, one of the things that I would put on that list is that you will look forward to going to work every day.
That's important, yes.
Well, you know, it is. It really is because you spend, you know, 90% of your waking hours at work.
Yeah.
And so it has to be enjoyable for you. You know, I would probably leave challenging out of it because that can mean too many things. But
exactly.
One of the things I put on there, you know, is fun. And, you know, when you begin to commit things to paper, that's a really powerful magic in and of itself. Start committing things to paper, things start to happen.
Yeah. Honestly, writing for me is, I mean, I haven't been able to write any novels forever. And it's like I finally had an idea, and I was going to be part of an anthology, and then we wound up getting into a car accident, and I broke my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't write.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with the new cast, luckily I can type now, and I'm getting to the point where I can kind of write. And I was one of those strange kids that taught themselves how to write with their left hand just because I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't practiced it in so long, it's kind of useless. But it's when I do write down stuff, I mean, it's, especially if the intention is behind it, shit starts happening.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you can type this list. So, you know, but get it on paper. And if you know, need to add to it, good enough. But, you know, when you think you've got your list all together, tack it up on a bulletin board or someplace or, you know, on the refrigerator or someplace where you're going to see it every day.
That's a good
idea. Yeah, because, you know, you need not just your conscious mind to work on this. You need your subconscious and unconscious minds to work on this too.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to slap some "Come to Mama" on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a tough situation now if you're not using any kind of magic to get a job because everybody wants a job. You know, everybody needs a job. You know, and there are jobs available, but to be perfectly honest, unless you're a kid, nobody wants to be reduced to flipping burgers.
Yeah.
They just don't, you know, washing dishes. So, you know, and besides that, you know, you also run across the thing where you're so multi-talented and have so much experience doing different things that you don't want to run across that, well, you're overqualified business.
Yeah.
You know, and I ran into that guy when I lived in Missouri. I ran into that. I had one of the things that I had done was I had managed the largest trademark, copyright, and patent law firm in the United States and its six little satellite offices across the country. And so I get to this little place in Missouri, and I need a job. And, you know, I was applying for everything. You know, it was like, for God's sake, just let me answer your phones, okay? And they go, no, you're overqualified. And it's like, I don't care, please. Just give me a job. Let me answer your phones. I have experience doing that, you know. Let me do that.
Yeah.
And they went, no, because we'll hire you and you'll leave. I got turned down so many times for being overqualified, you know, and I thought people only got turned down because they didn't have enough experience. No, that was a really rude awakening. So, you know, you want to make sure that you put that somehow on your list too, but try to remember when you write this list, don't put any negatives. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
What I mean by that is don't put the word no or not or don't or any of that, because the subconscious mind doesn't compute. Okay? For example, if you want your husband to pick up the dry cleaning, you never say to him, don't forget to pick up the dry cleaning, because what the brain actually hears is, forget to pick up the dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay, so instead what you say is, please remember to pick up the dry cleaning. So when you make this list, do your damnedest to word things so that you leave the negatives out.
Right, that makes perfect sense.
You okay?
Oh, yes, I'm okay. You know, I got this damn mess when this creeping crud stuff when we were on vacation in New Orleans right around Yule.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. And every time I think I'm just about over it, I discover I'm not.
Oh, man.
So,
wow.
But you know what? It seems like anybody that's gotten this, it has taken months for them to get rid of it.
That's not
good.
It
is so much better than it was. But, you know, because there for a while I thought that I needed to purchase stock in Vicks.
Oh.
Because I was taking DayQuil in the daytime and NyQuil at night, you know, and it was constant. And it's, you know, and it's not really a virus. It's just some kind of crumb, just some kind of crummy crap that everybody seems to have. And this year seems to be really bad for it. Almost everybody I know at least has remnants of it. So yes, I'm fine. I just sound like a frog, but I'm not. It's okay.
No, actually, believe it or not, I couldn't hear it until you coughed. You know, and then it was like, oh, yeah, the phlegmy, because my youngest son has that right now. And it's just constant, like, he'll get better for a couple days, and then he'll start coughing and snotting all over the place for a couple more days, and then it'll go away. It just
seems to hang on. You know, it's like we had supper tonight, and I've been fine all day long. And I walked in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I had one of those coughing fits.
Oh.
And Mark said, my God, you know, are you all right? And it's like, yeah, I will be, you know, just give me a second.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's like, you know, when it hits, it's like you feel like you're going to drown. And it's a constant blow in your nose and all that stuff. And you know, I'm just tired of it. So anyway, but I really think that, you know, somebody told me, oh, you know, if you go to bed for a week, you'll be fine. But I knew I wouldn't. And, you know, it's like, and besides that, who the hell can go to bed for a week? You know, I've got a business to run. I can't do that. I've been putting in 18-hour days, you know, all of this month. So, you know, it's like, go to bed for a week, please.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, only the young think that you can spend a week in bed.
Yeah. I mean, that would be nice, preferably in Hawaii, but, you know.
Yes.
Not,
well, you know, in that case, that would be in a little thatched, you know, cabana on a lounge, and you know, with a cabana boy to bring me drinks, right?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. Hmm.
That'd be nice. It's like, hey, mahalo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Indeed. Indeed.
God, I can't believe we're down to like 4 minutes already. I know.
Oh,
it goes by.
How does that happen?
Because we have fun.
That's true.
We love talking to Dorothy.
We do.
I have fun too, and I just keep, you know, I'm surprised that y'all keep having me back because I have always have diarrhea of the mouth and I never shut up.
No, that is not a problem on this show at all. We love engaging with you. We love
buying your product.
Yes, we love your advice. And by the way, for the listening audience, because there's only a few days left on your sale, is there anything left that they can
buy? Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I have reordered supplies,
awesome.
And we're in full swing. Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
In fact, yeah. So let me give your listening audience the link, because only people who are on social media know about Blog Talk Radio, so I guess we're good. the link is www.wickedwitchstudios.com/FFSale.html, and that's where they can find all the goodies. And for those listeners who ordered the badass oil, if they need a refill on it, they can get it, but they have to email me.
Ooh. Well, my ears are twitching. Hello.
Yeah, all they have to do is send me the number, the limited edition number from their bottle, and that way I know that they actually bought it, so they can get a refill.
Exclusivity all the way around. I am more than excited, so I know I can get more when I empty my bottle.
Yes.
I'm liking this.
I love it.
Yes. Okay. And thank you so much for having me, ladies.
Oh, thank you for being here, and we can't wait till you come out with a rich bitch. I am on that list. I want a bottle. Absolutely.
Pre-ordering. Okay. Pre-ordering is okay. It's okay to have a pre-order sale. That's a good thing.
A pre-order sale. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, you can get the advance on people wanting to reserve their bottle. There you go.
Well, thank you so much. Love you, and we can't wait to have you on again.
I love y'all, too. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
You too, and you'll be getting an email from me shortly.
And feel better.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it, ladies.
All right, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
And we will see y'all later, because we've only got 60s left. I don't know if you can hear that since we're on speakerphone today. But we love you guys, and thank you for being with us on our anniversary show.
And next week is Jade Soul Luna.
And we will see y'all then. Bright blessings.
Bright blessings, y'all.